pain and cause his heart to stop. Dr. Martin Tobin is a lung and critical care specialist from Chicago. He testified today in former officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial that Floyd's breathing was too shallow to take in enough oxygen while he was pinned face down for some 9.5 minutes. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up by 10 points. The NASDAQ up 134. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has issued a new state health order with few restrictions. The state's mask mandate will end this Friday, but Governor Ivey encourages people to practice personal responsibility and continue wearing a mask. The Montgomery City Council passed a mask ordinance that will last an additional 30 days. The Alabama Senate has delayed a vote on lottery legislation. Senator Jim McClendon asked that his bill be carried over because he does not think he has enough votes. Alabama is one of five states without a state lottery. And the late Lowndes County Sheriff, Big John Williams, was honored Wednesday. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Williams' family with awards for his service. Before his death, Williams served the community for more than 40 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with A mime.
Hello.
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any callers can get in. It's weekly farm market gift basket drawing, which we do tomorrow from 2:30 to 2:45. Then the Morris Corporation South gift card drawing we do on Thursday of next week. You can get in both of them. Just let us know, as you always do. So let me continue on final segment of Club for Growth president on Pence running for president of the United States. And how are Pence and Trump doing together?
David, you're close to the former vice president. Is there a potential run for president out of the vice president?
Well, he does not talk about doing that. He's focusing now on promoting these values that the American people really believe in. But a lot of people are speculating, yes, this could be a first step for him deciding to run if President Trump doesn't run again. And I think you'll see a lot of positive reception to that. There are other people that are out there also being talked about. And I think all of that's very good for the Republican Party.
Is he still talking with the former president? I know there was a little rocky in there.
A little bit, but yes, I believe the two of them are still talking, still consider each other as friends. And certainly the polling we do shows that Republican voters still view the vice president very much as a loyal Trump supporter.
I'm not sure where Pence could possibly fit into that game. I could maybe see him in a handful of states that he would do well in, but put DeSantis against him?
Right.
I don't think Pence would stand a prayer.
And I was, this earlier this week, it's like I only really know DeSantis from the Trump era and him being governor and him beating Gillum and all that. And I look back at what his life has been and what he's done in his life.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Yeah. He's much Harvard? More impressive than I thought.
Yeah, Navy, Harvard. This guy is serious stuff. And a member of Congress. And from the very beginning, you remember he did the thing where he was reading the nighttime books to his kids about the wall and things like that?
Yeah.
And the press just ridiculed him for that. He has really stepped up to the occasion. I don't see anybody out there who's even in the ballpark with him.
I agree.
He's very impressive. I think there's some people that would like to be in the ballpark with him, but I don't think they can handle it. I think Pence is going to kind of move off into the darkness, and that'd be it. I think he could possibly run for another office, like U.S. Senate, if it opens up. He's certainly at an age that he can do that, but I just don't see Pence. I think he's too... That last part just didn't work out well for him. He certainly was a trooper. He carried the water for Trump, but the way it all ended just didn't work out very, very well.
And then I don't see the juice for, say, a Nikki Haley, Chrissy Noem, and then all the senators.
Number two for either one of those.
Right.
But Noem, number two, definitely.
And then, like, Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted
Rubio,
Cruz.
Yeah. There's not a U.S. senator that can possibly handle the job.
Right.
I think everybody is so executive branch and so independent. I think a U.S. Senator would do damage to you if you were in. I just don't see them even in the mix anywhere. And there's just not a lot of other people out there. But I think DeSantis, particularly this little dust up with 60 Minutes, I think it's nothing but help. I think the public loves him beating up the press and calling them out. I think they love that. And Pence could never do that. Pence could be nice to you, and he could basically tell you you're full of crap nicely, but he could never make you feel like you just told him you're full of crap.
Right.
And you gotta hear those words every once in a while. Okay, so the Georgia Secretary of State is back in the mix. Georgia Secretary of State on the Jim Crow law. Listen to this. There you go.
Yesterday, we heard President Biden use the term Jim Crow to describe your voting laws as well. Your thoughts?
I would encourage President Biden to read the bill. If you look at the bill, it's very measured in what it does. There's sensible reforms. For example, we're moving away from signature match. We've actually been sued by both the Democrat Party and Republican parties over signature match. We're now moving to a very objective measure of using driver's license number and also your birthday, day, month, and year. Very objective. It's being used right now in both Minnesota, Nebraska, blue states, red states. It's a good measure.
It's interesting that a lot of comparisons have been made with the Georgia's voting law versus Colorado's, and for the most part, extreme similarities between both. And so many are wondering, why do you think that this stands out? Because the only thing I could see, even in most liberal media outlets, was the notion that, well, this just came so quickly after the Georgia election that it was some sort of payback, that this was you trying to get in good grace, a good favor with the Trump wing of the Republican Party. What do you say to that?
Well, number one, I had nothing to do with the writing of the legislation. That's done by the legislators, both Senate and House side. That was their legislation. We looked at it from a legal standpoint when we were asked for legal advice. But at the end of the day, they're using SB 202, the Democrats are, as a cudgel, or also as a way of pushing HR 1, which is federal takeover of elections. I think also probably Stacey Abrams has already poll tested the word Jim Crow, found that that plays well, just like when she poll tested the word voter suppression back in 2014. So this is part of her hustle for making money. She's raised over $100 million now with her voter suppression hustle, which is not based in reality.
Okay, so let's kind of look at the mechanism here of the new law that they're talking about. So before, they could go out and send ballots to a whole bunch of people, absentee ballots. They could mail them back in, and they never check the signature and compared it to the signature on file. Now, the Secretary of State, who you just heard, did an audit of that, and all he did is he ran the machines just like they ran them on Election Day. He wasn't truly testing and looking at the signature to the signature on file. He said he was, but he was not. All he did is he ran it through the machine. So here's the difference. You would have to know someone's date of birth and driver's license number or the last four digits of the Social Security number, which is a much stronger thing than actually matching it to a driver's license, an actual signature. So, as I mentioned, there were 500,000 absentee voters' ballots requested that the person showed up to go vote. Question is, I believe what they did is they went out and got filled out absentee ballots requests for a whole bunch of people, sent them in, got back with them, or got the ballots from them, sent them in as a vote because they knew they weren't going to be tested and they could clear. They're not going to clear now. So if you don't have a Social Security number, last four digits, or a driver's license number, you're out of business. That is going to change things by the hundreds of thousands. And the Democrats, no wonder they're panicked, because that's Warnock right there. That's Warnock losing. Because instead of being brought in with the tide of a whole bunch of absentee ballots and that are being mailed in and not checked, all of a sudden they're going to be checked. Now, they may come up with a way to get around it, but right now I'm all in on the Atlanta new election law. I think it's going to be great. Morris Corporation South, that's another great place. 567-9000. John Williams and the gang up on the mountaintop. You need to go see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Refinance, good credit, not so good credit, conventional FHA, VA. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876. Yes, I equal housing lender. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Keeping you on my mind. Everybody is. And we know it's going to do right, don't we?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Before I forget anything, Joey, 1-8 for Sweet Creek, please.
Oh, for Sweet Creek. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
Who was that was talking about Chi-Chi? I had a friend who made Chi-Chi at home, and I hadn't had that in forever. That's some really good stuff.
Really? What is Chi-Chi?
What's the big difference between chutney and Chi-Chi? I mean, they're kind of sweet sour, both of them, aren't they?
Don't know.
Chutney's good, too. But I'm going to definitely have to make my way down there. That's on one of my bucket to-do lists.
You need to do that. You need to go have that Cuban sandwich in my honor.
They use a press. That's the thing that we just don't have at home. You can buy the bread and everything that goes in between, but you cannot make a real Cuban unless you've got that daggum sandwich press.
There you go.
I wanted to suggest something. I know we should never have a list of who's who and what's what and who's got what and what's safe and where. That's a bad idea. But I am, which one of you gentlemen can tell us, what is the age for persons who are in the service to go out and have a drink? Is it 18 if you're in the service?
I think if you're on a military base that allows it at 18, you're 18.
Yes, sir. And voting age is what?
18.
Aha. So instead of Jim Crow, why don't we, as they say in the White House, why don't we pivot to another term, and we'll call it the Jim Beam Law instead of Jim Crow? The Jim Beam Law is if you're legal age to vote and drink and serve your country, and it requires that you show some form of valid ID in order to buy that alcohol at the store.
Yeah, you can't buy it. You remember, if you are in the military, you can't be off base and buy liquor.
Well, that's okay. Same concept, though. If you're old enough to sit down and have a drink and serve your country, by golly, you're old enough to vote. And if you're old enough to vote, you're old enough to show your ID to vote and buy that liquor. And there's no discriminating because that driver's license doesn't know what color your skin is. It doesn't care. And neither does Uncle Sam, as long as you're green or blue, for that matter. Sorry, squids. I have some good squid friends. I have some marine friends.
Jarheads.
I love our service people. I really do. I support them as best I can. And that's the point. If you're old enough to go out and have a drink and serve your country, by golly, you're old enough to go in there and vote. And we respect your opinion at that age, too. Now, 16 and 17, you're still a child mind, and you're going to vote whatever the Kardashians tell you is the cool thing to do, or Kanye, or whoever's on TV, on MTV, or whatever. That idea about having an informed populace so that you know what you're doing when you're promoting who you want to represent you in law. And that's the difference, I think, Dan, between Democrats and Republicans. Somebody don't get upset with me. I think that people that are conservative seek to have representatives in government. People who are not conservative or liberal seek to have leaders in government. I don't need a leader in government. I need somebody who I can send up there and say, this is what I want to do, and I hope you can do it. Like Trent Lott. You remember Trent?
I do.
Trent Lott was a great guy. Terry Everett was a great guy. And we got some good guys now. But anyway, I'll cut it short. I just want to suggest the Jim Beam Law instead of the Jim Crow. That stuff is so out. We just got to get away from these old trigger words that upset people when they really don't know what.
As I found out when I got home and I was looking at my emails and messages, people just don't know that when you say Jim Crow, it means something. There's a historic value to that. This is not Jim Crow. This is not Jim Crow.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, from what I've heard you guys talking about in the media, what George is looking to do is at par with just about everybody else, but then they take a spin to it. Like, for some reason, it's now punitive and going to be difficult to go vote in Georgia. Give me a break.
Really?
Go get a bottle of Jim Beam, sit down, look at your driver's license. Cheers.
Crowdad, you have a great day. We're doing that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Cooper coming back to you after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. As promised, let me go back to the phones and go to Koopa. Koopa, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good, Dan.
Give me some wisdom from Koopa Land.
I don't know it. I don't have any words of wisdom for you.
Oh, come on. You always have good some good little
well, piece of knowledge. Well, let me say this, and if you've already covered this, excuse me.
I have.
But one little thing about the you probably have. About the new Georgia law. When you begin counting, you can't stop.
Ah.
So, there's no more "We're tired, we're going to go home at midnight, come back in the morning." Once you start to count, you got to keep going until you finish.
There we go, I like that.
So that was a little wrinkle they put in there that might cut down on some shenanigans.
And that's the whole thing. What it does is it makes the the integrity of the election much, much, much stronger. And that's why these guys are panicked, because they know you kiss Warnock goodbye. It ain't going to happen for him. Kiss Joe Biden winning Georgia goodbye. It ain't going to happen for him.
Well, if it's an honest vote, you know darn good and well it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Cooper, thanks. Good piece of information. Say, I told you could do it.
Okay.
Words of wisdom from Cooper. I got a handful of callers that do good. They ask, either ask good questions or they come up with a good point. Some of my favorites that are there. Okay, Georgia Secretary of State, we need more. So why are corporations against the new Georgia law? Listen in.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today told a local Kentucky radio station, he continues to rip Major League Baseball over this decision to pull out of the game in Atlanta. Take a listen.
Major League Baseball and a bunch of very large companies just accepted this nonsense from the political left that it was somehow, that this new law down there was somehow designed to suppress African-American voting, which is utterly, provably nonsense.
Brad, we know politics is a dirty game for the most part, but how do you explain these real brilliant large corporations, multinational corporations? How do you explain them blinking the amount of pressure that they've tried to exert on the state of Georgia and this new law?
Well, speaking from experience, when social media gets, someone has a big megaphone with, say, 80 million followers on Twitter, and they start going after you, there's an awful lot of pressure. It takes integrity to stand up to that pressure. It also takes time to review the bill. If you look at what the bill actually does, we've increased early voting from 16 days minimum up to 17, allowing Sunday voting in the law now for the first time. Also in the law for the first time, making sure counties continue to improve on keeping lines short. Lines longer than 1 hour are not allowed. You'll have to break the precincts in half or actually add additional equipment and poll workers. All good stuff.
All very good stuff. And what you can find out is that the precincts that are serving a minority community are going to be the problem areas. And they're going to go, well, you got to add more people there. And the question is, who are you adding? You guys know, I have an attorney friend of mine from Montgomery who lives in Atlanta now, works for a major firm. They handle a lot of Delta, Home Depot, they handle Coke employees, not the Coke account, but Coke employees and Home Depot employees and the big mega companies. They got contracts with them to do things like wills and things like that. They know these folks. What's going to happen, and my guy really knows politics, what's going to happen is you're going to realize how bad some of these precincts are being run. And the question is, were they doing it intentionally? If you slow things down, can you do more damage in the voting place? Now they're making them get slowed down. They're making them bring in new people. If you bring in new people, do they know what they're supposed to be doing? And I say that with a wink and a nod. Maybe they're supposed to be doing something else, and you're bringing in new people. Is that going to upset the apple cart? Because really, I mean, he's kind of like, that was brilliant what they did. Brilliant. Because it's going to take some of these places, and it's going to really, when you're seeing all these people standing outside, wondering where the water is for them, that all of a sudden, why? Why is it so slow there, but it's not slow up in Cobb County? Bolton County slow, Cobb County, North Cobb County, not so slow. But I'll tell you another place not slow, and that's Dillon Wings. You need to go by and see them, 119 Brown Springs Road, Leslie and Josh. Two great people. Talent run amok. Josh in appraisals, Josh in developing and creating your jewelry, and Leslie and helping you find the right thing for Mother's Day, for weddings, for anniversaries, any kind of special gift, Dillon Rings is the place to go. $99 silver necklace with each child initial on it. How about that for Mother's Day? Sterling Silver, give them a call, go by and see them. 119 Brown Springs Road, going from AUM towards the Atlanta Highway on your right-hand side, right before you get to the Atlanta Highway. Leslie and Josh, go in and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Cricket, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I was wondering if you all know why all these companies are going woke, so to speak, or getting involved in politics when, it, to me, it hadn't been happening before. Have you heard of the ESG scores that they're talking about doing?
The what score?
The ESG. It's environmental, social justice, and governmental scores.
No, I have not heard that. I have not heard that.
Companies are going to get funded from banks based on their scores. And so they're all scared that if they don't go woke, they're going to go broke. And I think we're going to start to see more and more companies jumping on board with this. But if you Google it, you'll see, you know, it's everywhere, actually. And it all has to go with back to the Great Reset. And I don't know enough about that yet to really talk smart about it. But
well, we'll try to pick up the give me the initials again.
ESG.
ESG.
Environmental, social justice, and governmental scores.
Kind of like what they're doing in China, huh?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know what they're doing in China.
Yeah, China. If you do good social things, you get access to flights and mass transportation and things like that.
Well, this is supposedly getting access to money. Doesn't depend on how much you sell or anything. It's, you know, how your social score is.
Who do they get the money from?
That is a good question, but apparently it is very well funded from these billionaires and, you know, Black Lives Matter. I mean, all these different social and government-funded things. And that's another reason I'm wondering why this, you know, $2.4 trillion bill is so high. But good question. I don't know the answer.
That is a good question. I will check it out for you, man.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for the heads up, because I always looked at the fear that somebody's going to say something negative about them in media, in the social media, and so they're trying to get ahead of it. I think it will backfire on them big time. I think there's some stores that some moms and dads may not be willing to pay the bill for some of their kids to be shopping in, because they get socially too politically incorrect. Break? Okay, got a break. Coming up right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give
the
me
the Dan Morris
fight.
Show.
Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do it in
272-9228, that's where we are.
But if it's too easy,
on a Thursday. Grab your deal coming up next. It's a fight full of great shows right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's go back to the Georgia Secretary of State, who either is going to lose or not run, one of the two. It's going to be talking about clarify the election line and giving water out situation. Listen in.
Right, let's get to the water situation because that's the number one talking point. You're standing in line, you've been there for a long time, and you can't even get a glass of water. Explain how it works.
Well, first off, in November, we average wait time in the afternoon was 2 minutes statewide. I've got the data. We can produce it. It's on my iPhone. But second of all, what we people were doing is we have a 150-foot zone of no politicking, no electioneering, and candidates were coming within that zone under the guise of giving people water.
What if someone wants water? What do they do if they want water? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, county election officials can hand that out to their heart's content because then it's nonpartisan, bipartisan. What we're saying is no candidates and candidate committees or their people should be within that 150-foot zone. If you want to hand out water 200 feet out, Brad, go ahead, knock yourself out.
That away. That a boy. That's good. 2 minutes? Some places are not 2 minutes here. But, so I digress. So with that, hold on. There we go. Let's see. There's another piece in here. Yes. You read my mind, my friend. Stacey Abrams pressured the Major League Baseball All-Star game to move? I haven't even heard this. Let's listen in.
I understand the passion of those calling for boycotts of Georgia following the passage of SB 202. Boycotts have been an important tool throughout our history to achieve social change. But here's the thing. Black, Latino, AAPI, and Native American voters whose votes are the most suppressed under SB 202 are also the most likely to be hurt by potential boycotts of Georgia. To our friends across the country, please do not boycott us.
That was Stacey Abrams there, her public stance on boycotts. But Fox News is learning that behind closed doors, it was a very different story, with sources telling us she actually pressured the baseball commissioner, telling him that players would boycott the game if it wasn't relocated out of Atlanta because of the voting issues in Georgia. Lawrence, I'd like to start with you on this. Your thoughts now on this public-private flip-flopping.
Well, it's typical. She's a politician. This is what they do. They flip-flop. They backstab. They act like they're clueless about stuff. And then behind the scenes, they're saying another thing. It's because of this, and it's so predictable, that Republicans should be able to defeat these folks. I'm so disappointed in the governor. He comes on Fox, and he says that they had a domain about this several weeks before. Then you should have been ready to fight. He says that, you know, that people should just read the bill. No one reads the bill. They should have had a messaging strategy to destroy this narrative to begin with. I want to see the receipts. Coca-Cola and Delta helped craft the bill behind the scenes. Release the receipts. If they helped craft it, there's no flip-flopping anymore. So, again, this is bad strategy on the Republican Party. They should know this is what the Democrats were going to do from the very beginning. But, again, this is hypocrisy from Stacey Abrams, but she won't be held accountable for it at all.
No, she won't, because of who she is. Now, it's interesting, because they were totally blindsided. I told you that last week. This caught them flat-footed. They did not see it. I said they need to do a much better job on messaging. They did do a better job on messaging. They got more people involved. That was good. But they need to be ready in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. They need to get ready. Because they are going to, the Dems are going to be fighting for their lives. Because as soon as they realize you're about to change the law that's going to expose them, they're going to go crazy. I wasn't going to say it. Continue on. By the way, Lawrence Jones is doing a great job with Fox. Really good job.
And Kaylee, this now public stance, which should have been common sense to begin with, has she poked the beast then with the game being pulled out with the loss of those $100 million? At some point then, will those corporate interests in both seeing their own hypocrisy at play, will they start pushing back and saying, we're not going to play into this anymore?
I certainly hope that they'll push back and say we won't play into this. But look, Stacey Abrams, this is too little too late. This is buyer's remorse. She realized that she had injured minority business owners, where 46% of business owners in Georgia are minority. She injured them because of her quest for political power, and that's what this is about. She was upset with the bill, and so she didn't care about her state. She cared about political interest, and much like her partner there in Georgia, or at least her colleague, I should say, in the Democrat Party, Raphael Warnock, who said that this was public policy based on a lie. So wrong. Voter ID works. We know that, and now he's come out and said, oh, wait, but don't boycott my state, even though we're passing public policy based on a lie. He should be held accountable in 2022. She should be held accountable in her political future, but to Lawrence's point, to be held accountable, you do need a communication strategy.
That's
to put
right.
The iron on these people and to make them feel a little pressure.
The fact that Warnock only did that one day thing and we haven't heard anything else from him, that tells me a bunch. And Ossoff, he just barely mentioned this. Now, he's in for 6 years. He didn't have to worry about a bunch of stuff. Warnock, something completely different. And if Stacey runs for governor, which I hope she does, this will be fun to watch. Last segment on this.
And Harris, Kaylee and Lawrence mentioned accountability, but there are some who argue, well, this is what we predicted. Where was this level of prediction in play in the last election where it's arguable Georgia failed to hold that line against this? So will we, in fact, see that accountability in the next election if all of this was written in the tea leaves?
I never hold my breath for accountability. I mean, if I'm going to waste hot air, I'll waste it on a good shoe sale somewhere trying to fight over a size 8.5. Look,
that was good.
When you look at the situation, I wonder what conversations were going on before this. Because why did it end up in Denver, the MLB game? We've talked about this, Kaylee, about the demographics of Colorado compared with Georgia, particularly Atlanta. I mean, they're both beautiful states, beautiful places, but if you're trying to help the black community, you probably keep it in Atlanta. Both their election laws are not all that dissimilar, and you have more early voting days in Georgia than you do Colorado. Yeah. So what really is going on here? How did that get chosen? And by the way, outside of the Atlanta Braves, I didn't hear anybody pushing back on this. You want to say, oh, the teams would get upset. What was Stacey Abrams talking about? Which players? Who? Who's going to get upset? I want to see receipts. I'm like, I'm exactly like you, Lawrence. I want to see the receipts on those conversations.
Another little interesting standpoint, Al Sharpton basically said that a whole bunch of players will not show up for the All-Star game if you keep it in Atlanta. Now, I don't think Al Sharpton knows squat about baseball. I don't think he understands what a glove is except for Michael Jackson's glove. He just doesn't get it. But to answer the question, why Colorado, the answer is this. They send every single person in Colorado a ballot. Now, they do keep a good, do a good job on their voter rolls, but they send everybody an absentee ballot. They vote basically by mail. That's why Colorado was chosen. That's what they want in a whole bunch of states. And Colorado's got some temperament in there where they don't allow somebody to kind of go a little hog crazy, but that's why they chose Colorado. And that's not a good thing. This whole Georgia deal, you can start feeling that it's starting to catch fire. And that's a good thing. Going to be back right after this. Hey, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Let's get some of these other broader topics here. Peter Ducey on Biden's infrastructure, paying for it, and then how this whole thing's going to kind of go down, then guns. Listen in.
The Biden administration is starting to use summer holidays as goalposts. COVID-safe gatherings they want by the 4th of July. Progress on an infrastructure package they want by Memorial Day.
This is a blue-collar blueprint.
And there's some wiggle room when it comes to how high he'll raise corporate taxes.
But I'm willing to negotiate that.
The president wants to raise corporate taxes from 21% to 28%. Democrat Joe Manchin favors a smaller hike to 25%, which makes him a powerful man.
I think he's in a position in a 50-50 Senate to get whatever he wants.
And one key Biden ally in Congress is guessing the current $2.25 trillion White House proposal may be too big to pass.
I do think that there is an opportunity here for us to come together around a smaller package. And by smaller, I mean hundreds of billions of dollars. That is directly targeted at hard infrastructure.
President Biden is still thinking big.
It's the single largest investment in American jobs since World War II.
How many jobs is that?
Moody's suggests it would create 19 billion jobs.
But a close review of that Moody's report finds a forecast that even without this multi-trillion dollar plan, the U.S. economy is projected to create 16 million jobs over the next decade anyway, and with the plan, fewer than 3 million additional jobs, which Fox Business calculates out to about $830,000 per job.
They see the American economy creating 19 million jobs, and that's 2.7 more than if this bill doesn't pass.
The big PR push for White House officials is redefining infrastructure as being about more than roads and bridges, to include replacing lead pipes.
There's hundreds of flints all across America.
And encouraging green innovation.
Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas, or in a high-speed train close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane.
All funded by new taxes on businesses.
I'm not trying to punish anybody, but damn it. Maybe it's because I come from a middle-class neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of ordinary people being fleeced.
And tonight, I've confirmed with a White House official that tomorrow, President Biden is going to take a combination of steps to improve background checks for guns. I've also confirmed he plans to nominate as ATF Director David Chipman, a former ATF agent and a current gun control advocate.
So much in there. So I'm going to yield basically 3 million jobs over 10 years. It's less than 30,000 a month. It's about 25,000 a month. For that amount of money? Are you kidding me? So Jackie Hammer and Dems may have found a path to get around the filibuster. Listen in.
An update tonight on Democratic efforts to severely limit or do away with the filibuster in the Senate. Congressional correspondent Jackie Heinrich reports that they may have actually found a way to do it through a loophole in the rules.
The green light from the nonpartisan Senate referee, parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, allowing Democrats to pass new legislation with a simple majority by amending the budget through reconciliation, gives Democrats a new path to advance President Biden's agenda without Republican support, working around the filibuster, the 60-vote threshold that would otherwise require bipartisan support.
The ayes appear to have it.
Following criticism, Biden's big infrastructure plan deals with much more than roads and bridges. Republicans fear Democrats will use reconciliation to accomplish far-ranging progressive priorities. They're now holding out hope that maybe the Democrats will fracture.
They have really, really narrow majority in the Senate, and hopefully there will be some Democrats who share our views.
And they start moving guns into this? That's not going to be good, boys and girls. That will not be. Now, he's doing executive order, and I think he'll be challenged on that by a whole bunch of states, Texas being one of them. I think Alabama would be one from reading some of Steve Marshall's things. But they better be careful what they wish for here. This could be kind of bad for them. So she continues on. Dems may have found this way for the filibuster. What all could they be doing, though?
Senator Joe Manchin is already leading a resistance of 6 to 7 moderate Democrats, saying earlier this week President Biden's spending bill won't pass as it's written. Still, Democrats haven't yet moved to use reconciliation, claiming they want to try to work across the aisle first. And if they can't get GOP support and use reconciliation to go it alone, the parliamentarian could strike out wish list items not tied to the budget, like when she nixed the $15 minimum wage from the COVID relief bill.
I don't think we are suddenly going to be able to do everything from immigration reform to background checks through reconciliation.
McDonough's guidance that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer can use reconciliation to revise the budget more than once is salt in the wound for Republicans who made similar efforts in 2001, but were told by the former parliamentarian they could only pass one tax bill that budget year. Not exactly apples to apples, but enough to rankle the GOP. And after President Biden called for unity, Republicans are miffed the Democrats are beginning work on what has been a bipartisan issue by gauging what they can accomplish on their own.
When lawmakers return next week, the biggest question here will be how united the Democrats are and whether the talks with Republicans are in good faith. The GOP may be more incentivized to participate if they can pull moderate Democrats to their side, John.
And the if Manchin doesn't go along, and he said it would not with the 29%. The Manchin does not go along. They do not have enough votes. And then they get to a quorum, and what happens is all the Republicans walk. They don't have enough for a quorum because the vice president cannot vote. So that'll put stalemate on them. So we're getting close to this point that they may hit a wall here. Looking forward to seeing, does it happen? But then you have Steve Scalise on Pelosi's comments on the crisis at the border, getting much better at this.
But according to Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden's policies are really working well.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. We were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is leading a delegation to Texas for a firsthand look to see if Nancy Pelosi is actually right. So how the Biden policies working at the border? Does she even believe what she just said, Congressman?
Brian, I don't know how she could even say that with any credibility, because if you talk to anybody on the ground, I've talked to a lot of people that have been on the ground, it is beyond a disaster what they've done, not only to these border towns, the mayors, you hear them, Democrat and Republican, expressing outrage over what President Biden created. Joe Biden created this crisis, but the child abuse and neglect that's going on. It's not just the 20-plus day treks that some of these young kids are taking, 10 years old in many cases. They're being the girls, over a third of the girls are being sexually assaulted or raped along the journey. Then they get to the United States, and you've seen how they're being treated, not given proper food and shelter, being put next to somebody 6 inches apart with COVID. All this is going on the border. You can see why Vice President Kamala Harris either doesn't want to have this dumped in our lap because Joe Biden created the mess and is asking her to mop it up, or else she's in over our head. Either way, it doesn't bode well for the United States. Our allies around the world, surely Mexico had worked with President Trump to come up with a good plan to remain in Mexico policy. But think about this too, Brian. You've got now at least six people on the terrorist watch list that have been caught. They won't tell us how many more. No doubt there's many more that have come across our border. And this isn't from Central and South America. This is from Middle Eastern countries, other nations where they have people on the terrorist watch list that know there is a porous southern border. And if you want to come and do harm to America, it's free reign. It's open season. And this is dangerous for America. And it's even more dangerous for these kids that President Biden's policies have encouraged to come across, make the trek, and get sexually assaulted along the way.
As I said before, Steve Scalise is really rising to the occasion and doing a great job. Joey, I think we ran out of show again.
We have, yes.
You know what? I think I'm going to do this again tomorrow. What do you think?
And it's Friday.
TGIF and all that?
I agree. Let's do it again.
I get a transfusion. I get political roundtable and Friday.
I know.
Oh, man, doesn't get any better than this. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.
from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.